Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. This is our day in history. And what are we hearing? Well, on this day in 1928, Walt Disney character Mickey Mouse premiered in its first cartoon called Plain Crazy. And about Mickey Mouse flying in this wooden crate, and the Minnie Mouse was introduced, and it was without voice, just lots of sound and laughter, and we have that on our website. You can Google it when we go to our day in history. You can see Plain Crazy. On this day, Mickey Mouse entered our lexicon and entered our world. So on this day in history we're talking about, on May the 15th, a lot did happen. And let me just give you some of the things that that really struck me as I was looking at this day in history. On this day in 1918, there was a place called, was dubbed in World War I, the Battle of Henry Johnson. Henry Johnson and Needham Roberts were two African-American soldiers who were the first Americans to ever be awarded the Croix de Guerre, which is France's equivalent of the Congressional Medal of Honor. And they were members of what was in the group of fighters known as the Harlem Hellfighters, which was an infantry unit out of Harlem, the National Guard, that became the 369th Infantry Regiment, based out of Harlem. And they were assigned to a French command because many white generals did not want black troops fighting under them. So the French said they can fight with us to defeat the Germans. And they fought under French command. And on this day, May 15th, they came under attack from a German raider party, and Johnson, with a bolo knife and his rifle, warded off this attack, repelled the Germans, helped people from becoming captured, a comrade from becoming captured, saved the lives of many soldiers. People nicknamed him the Black Death because of his prowess on the battlefield. And Henry Johnson came back to the United States after the war, and he was put in a series of lecture tours around the country. And on one of these lecture tours in St. Louis, they thought he was going to talk about racial harmony in the trenches. But instead, he revealed the abuse black soldiers got. They suffered in the trenches, how white soldiers wouldn't be in the trenches with them, and talked about the horrendous kind of treatment of black soldiers by their fellow soldiers and the United States Army. And so soon after that, a warrant was issued for his arrest. And he was arrested for wearing his uniform beyond the prescribed date of his commission, and all those paid lectures and engagements dried up. He could get no more. He died in New Lenox, Illinois, at a veterans hospital, July 25th, 1929, penniless, estranged from his family, with no recognition from the United States government. But it didn't stop there. There was a man named Major General Nathaniel James, John Howe, I mean to say, who's a Vietnam veteran, who campaigned to recognize Henry Johnson. And under Bill Clinton, he was. He was posthumously awarded the Purple Heart and the Distinguished Service Cross, the Army's second highest medal. It was given to his son, Herman Johnson, who is one of the Tuskegee Airmen, on behalf of his father. A monument was built in Albany in his honor. And he has been kind of resurrected in history, and a postage stamp was made in his honor. He was finally given the recognition he deserved. But on this day, he was awarded the Croix de Guerre by the French government for his bravery. And he had bravery to stand up to America when he came back in America, and standing up to the reality of what happened to black soldiers in World War I. So I think he needs to be remembered, and his story needs to be told. A couple other quick things before we move on this day in history. On this day in 1923, the first play ever written by an African-American woman, a playwright, was performed on Broadway. It was called The Chip Woman's Fortune by Willis Richardson, and opened at the Frazee Theater on Broadway. On this day in 1948 is when the Israeli-Arab War started at the independence of Israel. This is also the day celebrated as the Nakba, which is the day of suffering, the day of being expelled, the Palestinians remember and talk about as their day of remembrance when they were forced and driven out of their homes in the Holy Land. On this day in 1969, People's Park was taken by the folks in the Bay Area. Then the Governor Ronald Reagan moved the police in to move them out. It became known as Bloody Thursday. It is Thursday, isn't it? Thursday for Thursday. How do you like that? So that is this day in history. And there's a great deal more that happened this day in history. And we talked yesterday about Jackson State, so we left that for yesterday's day in history. Many interesting people were born on this day. A lot of good, great music was played on this day. And you can go to steinershow.org and check on the rest of this day in history. And we'll be playing the music associated with this day between our breaks. And here comes one now, Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues. And we're playing that because on this day, it made 39th to the charts, the first time Dylan made it to the charts. Bob Dylan. We'll be right back as we talk about our series we are playing this week on Stories of Deindustrialized Baltimore. Stay with us.